something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I want to welcome you to our Global Communion service for this month of November. I told you before that the perpetrators of COVID-19 haven't given up. It was a plan for taking over the world. And they got so close. That was their best opportunity yet. And that's why they don't want to let it go. They want to keep us thinking COVID-19. And then remember, for the first time, they were able to lock down the whole world. Even though they planned it, it surprised them that it happened so easily. They had planned for great resistance, and they were planning to use the various armies of various nations, having already convinced government leaders that it was a necessity. And many government leaders, of course, were misled. You have to understand that this global agenda, global government agenda, which is carefully sponsored by a Europe-led revanchist dream, has created certain things in our world. It's actually a satanic alchemy for the one world government, one world economy, and one world religion that the Bible talks about very clearly. The Bible tells us how that in the last days that's going to happen, and tells us when it will happen, and gives us all the necessary signs for us to know. And this dream of global government has produced two important things that we need to be very watchful and careful about. Number one, it's produced a very wicked, obscurantist, mendacious media on the one hand, a truth-evading technocracy on the other hand, and then, of course, a delusional and abrasive political class, such that if you're observant, you'll see these characteristics that I just told you. This on the one hand. On the second hand is transhumanism that is disguised as human augmentation. And I want to distinguish between the two, because many don't understand that there's a huge difference between transhumanism and human augmentation, which is a sort of human enhancement, okay? Now, scientifically, you have those who are pursuing human enhancement, better known as human augmentation, which is a technological way of enhancing the mental or physical abilities of human beings. Okay? So they may develop different kinds of gadgets, different things to help the individual perform better. And that is pure science. People, you know, individuals, science leaders like Elon Musk and so on are into that one. They're trying to build these things, which is positive. But then there's another one, which is led today by Klaus Schwab, which is transhumanism. Transhumanism is not the same as scientific human augmentation. It's not the same. Transhumanism actually is a religion. It is a religion that believes that the human evolution is incomplete and that it should lead to this human augmentation by any or every means possible, including technology. And the drive is posthumanism. I want you to understand exactly what's going on. So that is actually a spiritual thing. And so they clothe themselves and deceive the public by making the public think that they are into science. They are not into science, they are into pseudoscience. And the earlier we understand that, the better. They're not the same. Simple example of these transhumanists, a gentleman who changed his name to FM 2030. That became his name. And why did he change his name to FM 2030? This guy was known as a genius. And here's an interesting thing. A guy who was called a genius by the world, okay, was called a fool by the Bible. He was called a fool. Why? He was acclaimed one of the world's most intelligent people. God called him a fool. He said, how do you know? I'll tell you. But first, he changed his name to FM 2030, FM being his previous initials, okay? And 2030 for his surname. First, he said by the year 2030, he believed that the world will undergo tremendous changes and there were going to be some massive alterations to human nature by 2030. And then also, by 2030, he was supposed to be 100 years old. And of course, he believed in posthumanism. As a transhumanist, he was expecting posthumanism as well. But he died a few years ago, didn't make it, all right? But he was an atheist. He was an atheist. And what does the Bible say about the atheist? It says, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. Every atheist is called a fool by the Bible. See, and that's the guy who was acclaimed a genius. Now, what we have to understand is what transhumanism really produces among human beings. It creates psychopaths. Now, because the characteristics of psychopaths, which I will give you in a moment, are such that they are actually things that are praised and recommended in their doctrine. They don't like us in the English language to use the term psychopath. So they say use sociopath, so that the problems of the sociopath can be taken down, lowered to a medical disorder. You see it? Interesting. They want it to be a medical disorder. So they say they're just some antisocial behaviors. It's a disorder. But no, these are psychopaths. And let me explain to you. These are persons with egocentric behaviors and particularly lacking remorse for wrongdoing, for injuries inflicted on others. You have to remember this. And an absence of empathy for other people. And then consider this. They are full and motivated by sadistic brutality. These characters. And all those things that I just told you now are actually what they recommend to their stooges. You see it? So that's why they didn't mind the millions and the billions of people that they expected to die by COVID. That's why they don't mind the kind of vaccines, which are no vaccines, as I told you. These fake vaccines that they produced, these mRNA vaccines that they produced for the destruction of billions of people. But many are just, you know, I said they're delusional. They don't understand. Many in the political class are delusional. They don't get it. I have asked you again and again, how can people who have an ideology buried in population reduction, think about it, protagonists of population reduction, how can they produce, sponsor, and encourage vaccines to save the mass of humanity? Don't you get it? Can the same people who are advocating for massive reduction of population to the point of annihilating Africa and most of Asia and billions around other nations, you expect them to produce a vaccine to save these people? Are you kidding? When I told you that the vaccine was no vaccine, I was right. I told you. Why is it a vaccine and why do they want to enforce it? The vaccine could not cure COVID. Could not. The vaccine could not stop the spread. Could not prevent infection. Could not make you immune. If it failed in all this, why were people asked to get vaccinated if it did nothing that it was promised to do? So much so that even those who were advocating it, advertising it, were infected again and again.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.